It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC in the New York, New Jersey metro area and worldwide at WABCBizRadio.com. And of course on the 77 WABC app. This radio show, Mind Your Business, on the legendary 77 WABC is all about you, the wonderful listeners of 77 WABC. Every single week, we seek out and interview C-level executives and business leaders from all types of industries and ask them the questions that are on your mind. We've covered so many industries and professions, including sales, social media, entrepreneurship, communications, retail, strategic planning, marketing and advertising, time management, e-commerce, customer retention, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid business advice and strategies to get you ahead in today's business world. Some thank yous before we begin the show. Pesach Trapper, the show's producer, thank you. Meira Beitler, Dean of Students, Srili Saftlis, Rena Teitelbaum, and the entire team at Bottom Line Marketing Group who plays such an important role behind the scenes. And of course, the team at 77 WABC, Jose, Matt, Chris, Brian, and Justin. Also, a special thank you to some of our recent guests. We have amazing guests week in and week out. Thomas White, co-founder and CEO of the C-Suite Network. Sergey Petrosov, founder and CEO of JetSmarter. Jay Baer, social media guru. Brian Solis, digital analyst and author and speaker. Doug Pritchard, president of SodaStream USA. Captain Sully Sullenberger, from needs no introduction. Josh Moore, general manager at Uber. The list goes on and on. Paul Massey of Cushman & Wakefield. Jack Canfield. Joe Hart, president and CEO of Dale Carnegie. All the past episodes are available by going to WABCBizRadio.com, WABCBizRadio.com. Well, the people that follow me on social media know who my guest is this evening because they will have seen it on my Twitter feed, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. On the line is none other than Will Young. He is the director of Zappos Labs. Some background about our distinguished guest. Will is the director of Zappos Labs, a small group in Zappos whose goal is to create the future of e-commerce. He is a partner in Vegas Tech Fund, a fund that invests in startups that are committed to building a tech community in downtown Las Vegas. A little bit about Zappos for anyone living under a rock. Zappos has nearly 1,500 employees and more than 10 million customers, and Zappos was listed in Forbes 100 as one of the Forbes 100 best companies to work for in 2015. Therefore, we encourage you to stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you're guaranteed to walk away with real takeaways on how to create a social experience for your online customers and the future of e-commerce. With that intro, we give a warm welcome to Will Young. Will, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you. First off, can you explain for our audience, what exactly is Zappos Labs?
Yeah, I can definitely talk about a little bit of the history and where we're kind of going with that team. So Zappos Labs, I think, we started about 5 years ago as a kind of a dedicated R&D team within Zappos. You know, I think we've seen retail just change so incredibly quickly. So the thought was to actually, let's create a dedicated team that's focused on not so much your traditional e-commerce experience, which is still incredibly important, but thinking about different ways people might want to shop. And so that was what our lab team was. You know, it's kind of a, this might be new to some of you guys and the readers, is we actually wound down our lab team last year, and we kind of moved a lot of those innovation projects back into our headquarters in Las Vegas and kind of integrated it with various teams. And I can talk a little bit more about that, but, you know, kind of my focus still at Zappos is like on new types of shopping experiences and actually creating some new software lines of business at Zappos too. So I can talk about that if that's interesting.
Sure. Well, we actually did a lot of preparation. We have someone of your stature. So let's talk about it. I've seen you address the issue about the intersection between social content and commerce. Can you explain?
Yeah, absolutely. I think about when e-com started, it was very transactional. You come to zappos.com, you type black shoes, you find black shoes out of the 5,000 black shoes we have, you click and you buy. And we just know that that works, but that's not really the entire shopping journey, right? Like, you might have wanted to, you read a magazine and you saw, like, this is a cool new trend that might have inspired you to want to get something different. You saw a tweet from a brand you follow or a fashion blogger you follow, so that's where the social comes in. So I think where we spent a lot of time in labs was thinking, like, how do you really merge that all together? So that could be, and we tried a lot of experiments in that space, right, of, like, how do you bring content to e-commerce? How do you bring social to e-commerce? Or the flip side is, how do you bring e-commerce into social? So one thing my team works on now is actually thinking about, and very on trend, a lot of people are doing some cool stuff in this space, is like, what does shopping look like in Facebook Messenger? And so and that's kind of interesting as well. It's a big booming area.
Wow. Now, so many purchases today are socially motivated. Can you elaborate? How important is it to incorporate the social experience for consumers?
I think hugely important. If you think about it, a lot of people are thinking, you know, malls are dying. And, you know, obviously malls aren't the mecca destination that they used to be. Right. But when we talk to people who still love going to the mall, a lot of that is that social experience. They want to go with friends. They want to ask their friends what they think of this. They actually, even when you take social of, you know, asking that great sales rep who's standing near you, it's like, what do you think? Think this would look good on me? That's all social. So I think it's a big influence there. I think one thing that, you know, just transparently, we haven't even cracked on that, is like, how do you bring that all online? So we've tried a lot of experiments there, and, you know, some have worked out better than others. But I think that the big part is, like, what feels so natural in brick and mortar, how do you bring that online? I think it's still a TBD challenge for us.
Now, of course, this leads me to my next question, and that is, from your position and from the amount of, R&D, if we can call it, is it possible for companies on some level to create that same social experience online as they do in stores?
I think so. Yes. And the challenge is, what's the right way? So where we're spending a lot of our time right now is, but you walk into a store, let's say you walk into Nordstrom, who just has an amazing in-store experience. You know, when that Nordstrom rep walks up to you, it's like their first question isn't, what black shoes are you looking for today? And that's kind of what we put on you on the website, is like, tell us what black shoes you want. The first question is, you know, like, what brought you in today? And, you know, that social conversation, I was invited to a wedding. I think, can we bring that online? Yes. And I think that's where we think Facebook Messenger is actually an interesting channel, because that's, you know, if social is all about conversation, and messaging platforms are pretty obviously very good at that.
Right.
So we're trying that with our brand as well.
Now, okay, it's a great example, because, of course, a visit to the mall, a visit to a store, at the end of the day, it's human to human, that interaction. Yep. And the question is, how social networking is here to stay, social media, we get that. But how in the world are we able to then even still keep on moving the needle closer and closer to the social, to the human experience?
Yeah, and I think part of it is, we need to create, if we look at what a lot of our shoppers do today, and actually we spent a half day on a little bit of background, like our user research team at Zappos, and we have an amazing user research team. They did like 20 in-home field studies where they visited people in their home, talked to them about what's working for you and what's not. And the thing we learned is, even with all these tools today, like, there's still gaps in the technology and tools we provide people. We saw people that still are ripping out magazine pages and stapling them so they can bring it to a friend's house and asking, what do you think of, like, these pages of magazines I ripped out? So I think, like, our challenge is, like, how do we make that super easy online for them?
Wow.
You know, I think Pinterest does an amazing job at that. You think about, you know, Pinterest as a way which is incredibly social, sharing inspiration. We've tried, you know, it's like, I think a lot of people, including Zappos, if thought, oh, maybe we should build our own internal Pinterest. I don't think that's the right model. But I think there's a lot we can learn from people like Pinterest, who created this amazing community of like social, like this is beautiful, this is inspirational, this is aspirational. And I think we need to crack that as well.
The voice that you hear is that of Will Young, director of Zappos Labs. Pretty incredible stuff. In case you're just tuning in, don't worry. By Tuesday morning, this entire episode will be available by going to WABCBizRadio.com. That's WABCBizRadio.com. Also, a special shout out to R. Blake Murphy. How are you? It was great seeing you at the C-Suite Network Conference a couple of days ago. The interviews, and by the way, for the audience, we did do a lot of great interviews with a lot of very fascinating individuals, and that will be played here on the show in the coming weeks. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Did you know that dissatisfied employees cost American businesses over $300 billion each year? Now there's a solution. TeamAhead.co. TeamAhead is a complete solution to help companies of all sizes build a positive corporate culture. Team Ahead helps today's thought leaders make their vision a legacy. Team Ahead's comprehensive approach helps you communicate your vision and engage your employees through many channels, including print, digital, sweepstakes, video, events, social media, and a custom website. Call 800-890-1807, extension 3505 to find out how Team Ahead can transform your business's corporate culture, leading to greater productivity and revenue. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co. Team Ahead will enhance your workplace productivity, boost morale, and successfully communicate your vision. Don't let your company's strongest asset be its biggest liability. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co to fuel your winning workplace today.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? And does it have the 2016 look? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500, or visit websitewithbrains.com.
Author, radio host, and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis, has written the essential book for the success-driven, fast-paced professional. So, What's the Bottom Line is a must-read for marketing your business and building your personal brand. Former U.S. Congressman and media executive Bob Turner describes So, What's the Bottom Line as a compass to guide the experienced executive or marketing novice through any step in planning or organizing a selling strategy. So, What's the Bottom Line is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. Get your copy today.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. During the commercial break, had a chance to talk with Will Young, who obviously is our guest this evening. And I asked him straight up because he had mentioned that Zappos Labs wound down. So he actually is the director of product at Zappos. So we're going on forward in this interview, we will refer to Will. We will refer to you appropriately in your role. Absolutely. Now, of course, as director of product, which is, and we're going to get this. There's so much to cover. Zappos. I mean, everyone in the world knows about Zappos and right. their and their incredible customer experience and the way they service customers. No end, and that's known. So obviously, there's a lot of different questions. We'll talk about e-commerce, customer experience, but as the director of product out at Zappos, can you share with us some of the new technology and trends that your team has been exploring? And again, the ones that you're allowed to share, you know, in advance.
Yeah. Absolutely. So I think one area we're looking a lot on, and sorry if I sound repetitive, is obviously messaging, and not just Facebook Messenger, but just, you know, if you look at, and again, we are not alone here. A lot of people are looking at it. So I think in some ways we're on the bandwagon. So we're looking at where do automated chats make sense. I think we see a lot of chatbots in the industry that just aren't there yet, that they're actually a little bit of a frustrating experience. I think one of the great things about Zappos is, like you said earlier, we're never afraid to put a person on the other end of your shopping experience. We have a huge call center. We're one of the few people that, one of the few companies that don't discourage calls. We love it when people call us. We actually just broke our all-time record for our longest phone call at Zappos was 10 and a half hours long.
I can't believe it. For a pair of shoes. Hey, what's going on?
And what's so funny about that is even as a Zappos employee of over 6 years, I do not understand how anyone can talk for 10 and a half hours. But the funny thing about that is when I talk to people about that 10 and a half hour phone call, everyone's like, there's no way you have a positive ROI on that. And you know what? You're probably right transactionally, but here's the crazy thing, right? That 10 and a half hour phone call, it made headlines like Business Insider. Then Jimmy Fallon actually picked it up, and he actually, completely unprompted by us, he did a Zappos skit about our 10 and a half hour phone call on Jimmy Fallon. And how great is that, right? And so I think they're so funny. And I think that's a great example of like the Zappos DNA about great customer service is like people push us like, you know, you spend so much time on the phone. What's the ROI on that? What's the ROI on that?
What's great is in some ways
we've actually shown an incredible ROI because we kind of built our brand on it, and we see amazing things like the lifetime value of a customer when you make your first order on the phone is much higher than when you make your first order on the website. But then sometimes we don't even look for an ROI. We're like, you know, if a customer wants to talk for 10 and a half hours, we're just going to talk with them. We're not going to rush them off the phone. They must have a lot going on. And if we can just be there for them, we're going to be there for them. And I think, you know, as much as we think about technology and bots and Messenger and apps, I think it comes down to if someone wants to talk for 10 hours, let's rock and roll.
I mean, this is such a great anecdote. And I want to actually just encourage the listeners. A couple of weeks ago, our guest here on Mind Your Business was Jay Baer. He wrote a book called Hug Your Haters. Now, I mean, listen, I'm not going to say that this person is a hater or whatever it is, but someone who drill down your customer service expert for 10 and a half hours. I mean, woo! someone should submit that to Guinness.
Yeah, we should. We really should. And, you know, I actually think we researched that. I'm not sure what the next steps are. I can follow up on that. I'd love to see that in Guinness. I think that'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, what's great about that record is I think no other company in the world would want to beat that record.
No, it's unbelievable. That's unbelievable.
But it's funny, when we break those records, and, you know, I think the previous longest call might have been like 9.5 hours. So when we break that 10.5 hour record, it's like a company-wide email. Everyone knows who it is. Everyone's like, Steven, and they're high-fiving Steven in the office. A good job.
That's incredible.
It's such a celebration for us, which, again, makes no sense when you think of that one phone call in itself, right? I mean, Steven talks about like it took them 10, 20 minutes to help the customer buy something, and they just spent the next 10 and a half hours getting to know each other, which is also amazing.
Wow. Now, among the projects that your team has developed over the years was this concept that someone could find a picture of a product and then submit it to Zappos, and you'll find it for them in any store. Where was that? Was that still at your previous at Zappos Labs? How did that idea come up?
Yeah, you know, I think it was called Ask Zappos, and it's very similar. You know, it's surprising when you have such a culture of customer service, we just get a lot of inspiration from our call center. So one thing we actually do on the phones, and some people are surprised about, and you know, I think where I feel a little bit close to the phones is, and a lot of people who know Zappos know this, but no matter what your role at Zappos, you do a month of call center training. So when I started at Zappos over 6 years ago, I lived in San Francisco and I flew to Vegas for a month of call center training. Hmm. And so you learn all about that. And then, you know, every holiday season, I do another 8 hours on the phone. So it's funny, like you could call Zappos this holiday season and talk to our CEO on the phone, which I think is incredible. But one of the things that I learned during my time on the phones is if someone calls and says, hey, Zappos, you know, I'm looking for a black shoe that has this kind of hook and this kind of this. If I can't find that on Zappos.com, we're trained to say, look on Amazon, look on Payless, look on any place you can to find that shoe for the customer and tell them on the phones. So that's a part of our DNA. And then we just felt like, what does that service look like? Exactly like we said earlier, like, what does that service look like online? Let's offer that widely to our customers.
Right.
So we offered it in Ask Zappos. We had people texting in pictures. You could tag a picture on Instagram and say, Ask Zappos, where can I buy this? We saw probably 80% of the requests to that, we would send people to other websites. And
Wow. Yeah,
it was just a really interesting learning. It was kind of a good wow tool for us.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredibly wow, because that means you're not even getting a piece of the pie. You're not getting the sale. It's exclusively customer service with zero ROI.
Right.
I mean, zero ROI at the present. Of course, long term, Right. Yes, you have a customer. Yes, that is true. Wow.
Yeah, and we actually, that's actually a good example of a labs project where we launched it. The labs team built it, we staffed it, and then we transitioned it to our customer support team, and we had a great team in customer support run it, and they ran it for a couple of years, and they felt like it just kind of plateaued in usage, and they felt like, let's actually just sunset it for now, not because it wasn't valuable, but it maybe lost some of its special wow, and let's just kind of revisit it. So I think when I always encourage corporations, when you think about labs experiments, launch stuff, but don't be afraid to say, okay, we gave it a shot. Let's just wind it down, and it's time to move on to let's find the next big wow for a customer.
Such an incredible point, because so many times there's the, I guess we'll say, the emotional baggage attached to someone's idea that, like, they're just afraid to let go. But like you said, I love that idea, to sunset it. I never heard that expression. That's great.
And what's nice at Zappos as well is, like, I think, again, it's a startup cliche, like, embrace failure. But I really think Zappos has been incredibly supportive of a lot of the experiments we've ran it in labs. Like, we would launch something, get a lot of press. And when I would now kind of present to our management team, like, hey, this is where it's at. We got a lot of press, but it kind of now we're in what they kind of call the trough of sorrow, where the press is gone. And is it really doing something amazing? And, sometimes you're like, it's not working. I think it's time to move on to the next project. I still have my job. Like, I wasn't fired from any of those moments. I would get constructive feedback. But I think the big thing that Zappos looked for is like, okay, what's next? I'd probably say the most constructive feedback I got when I present some of our projects was, well, maybe it took you a little bit longer than it should have taken to learn that no one wants to use your project. So, and I think that's totally fair feedback.
Now, let's talk about the Ask Zappos development. From my research, yep. I saw that there were 12 weeks. It was done in 12 weeks, start to finish, using 1 week sprints. I thought that was a fantastic concept. I mean, my obvious question is, how can businesses learn from this idea? And do you recommend this idea as a way of really putting a start time and a finish time and optimizing productivity?
Yeah, I think it's valuable. I think for those in the startup world are going to be really familiar with sprints. It comes from a school of thought called Agile, where versus what a lot of people are familiar with, what used to be called waterfall. In the waterfall world, it was all about, let's spend a couple months designing something and create beautiful screens, and then spend a couple months having developers implement it, then launch it. I think the thought of sprints was, let's just, on Monday, let's set a goal for what we're going to have finished by Friday. Let's hopefully put it in front of some test users by Friday. And then next week, next Monday, let's think about what we did well next week and change what we're going to do this week. And I think where that's very valuable is, just like you said, when you get that emotional attachment to certain things, it's hard to kind of move on. But with a 1 week sprint, at most you're emotionally attached to 1 week of work. So it's not that scary to say, we tried this last week. It totally bombed in front of the 10 people we tested it with. Let's scrap it and do something different this week. I think when you plan like months in advance, it's really hard to do that.
So true, right? Because the longer you work on it, the more attached you get to it.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Wow. Now, could you please share, I know I touched on this before, but some other notable products and projects that your team has been working on?
Yeah, I think one thing I'm very excited about now, and this will kind of, I think, blow some people's minds, is Zappos, obviously, and what we've talked about is all about shopping and e-commerce and customer service, and we obviously sell shoes and clothing and all that stuff.
Right.
But if you think about one area that I'm spending a lot of my time on right now is on a high level, we've been thinking, could Zappos actually sell software? If you think about our superpower at Zappos, it's actually around like our customer service, our core values, our company culture. It's like, could we sell software that can help make companies' cultures stronger? And that's kind of a little bit mind-blowing, and it's so different from something we've done before, but that's actually where I spend a lot of my time thinking about right now. Wow. And so it's exciting, and it's actually, it's, in some ways, it seems crazy, like, why Zappos? Why would you do that? But I think it's actually based on something we've been doing for a few years now. Zappos is based in downtown Las Vegas, and it surprises some people, but we have maybe 200 to 300 people tour our headquarters every week. And what's funny about that is they pay $10 each, and they just want to tour our headquarters. And, you know, our headquarters is not nearly as exciting, as sexy as, like, Google headquarters. But people just want to kind of come and see how the sausage is made and see, like, really, are you guys that funny? Or do you have that company culture? And then it's evolved. It's called, we have a whole program called Zappos Insights, which is actually our corporate consulting arm. So we have companies come to us and say, Zappos, like, I love your company culture. Can you kind of help us with our company culture? And it's actually a pretty big business for us. So now the next evolution of that is, yes, consulting's great. We get to spend a lot of time with people and kind of do three-day training programs, Q&As, et cetera. Now we're thinking, what's the next evolution of that? And can we launch software that also helps companies improve their culture, et cetera? So that's where I'm spending my time now, and it's a lot of fun.
Wow, fascinating. Now, from your experience going back to Zappos Labs, what tech, and from discussing openly, you know, some things work, some things fail, is there any way to get an idea or any recommendations that you would have for a small business to get some sense of what projects may take off or may fail? Or really a part of the question is, how quickly should someone pivot if they see it's not working?
Good question. That is a tough thing. And I wish I had a clear answer, but it's one of those big fat, it depends.
Right. No, and that's fair. That's very fair. But I'm saying, okay, the reason why I had to ask it of you is because you have great experience, real life experience in this space.
Yep. And I'd say the one thing I'd encourage people is, and I've learned this from my time working with a lot of startups, is for no other metric, are you growing every week? Like, let's say, like, that's sometimes the bar that we had at Zappos. Like, we would launch a little project and say, ask ourselves, even though it just started with maybe 100 test users and we have millions and millions of customers, that seems so trivial. Like, why would you start with 100 users? Right. But if you can see that you're growing at like 5 to 10% every week, that's a sign that you're onto something. I think sometimes, in us included, we'd say, okay, we're growing at 1% a week, which kind of shows that you're doing some things right, because at least you're growing. But 1% a week is like almost like a false hope. Like, so like a big company like Zappos, if we start with 100 users and we grow at 1% a week, like it will take years before it makes a difference in our company. So I think sometimes we like would do tweaks and we see that 1% maybe go to 1.5% and just kind of tweak. I think that's when you know, okay, we need to just do a big, strong pivot and do something that's either going to double the usage every week or make it go to zero. But we're okay if it actually goes to zero. It's going to be that big of a change. And I think that's where I kind of encourage companies is like, don't hold on to slow growth. And if it's not growing, just go to something else.
Now, Will, I know I did toss you a curveball there, but you knocked it out of the park. No, that was no, it's true. It's a great, great advice. My guest on this show of mine, on this edition of Mind Your Business, is the director of product at Zappos, and that's none other than Will Young. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? And does it have the 2016 look? Well, look no further than websitewithbrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit websitewithbrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Best of all, Website with Brains can have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. See some of the attractive, user-friendly sites built by Website with Brains by visiting websitewithbrains.com. Then give Website with Brains a call at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
Author, radio host, and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis, has written the essential book for the success-driven, fast-paced professional. So, What's the Bottom Line is a must-read for marketing your business and building your personal brand. Former U.S. Congressman and media executive Bob Turner describes So, What's the Bottom Line as a compass to guide the experienced executive or marketing novice through any step in planning or organizing a selling strategy. So, What's the Bottom Line is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. Get your copy today.
Did you know that dissatisfied employees cost American businesses over $300 billion each year? Now there's a solution. TeamAhead.co. TeamAhead is a complete solution to help companies of all sizes build a positive corporate culture. TeamAhead helps today's thought leaders make their vision a legacy. TeamAhead's comprehensive approach helps you communicate your vision and engage your employees through many channels, including print, digital, sweepstakes, video, events, social media, and a custom website. Call 800-890-1807, extension 3505 to find out how TeamAhead can transform your business's corporate culture, leading to greater productivity and revenue. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co. Team Ahead will enhance your workplace productivity, boost morale, and successfully communicate your vision. Don't let your company's strongest asset be its biggest liability. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co to fuel your winning workplace today.
And we're back. Mind your business on 77 WABC and around the world at WABCBizRadio.com. Again, for those that want to know exactly who our upcoming guests are going to be, feel free to follow me on social media. Yitzhak Saflis. Pretty easy to find me because I think I'm the only Yitzhak Saflis in America. Yeah, pretty unique name. But I'll spell it anyway. Yitzhok Saftlas. But Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram and Facebook. Those are my particular modes of communication on social media. My guest this evening is Will Young, the Director of Product out at Zappos. What an incredible interview we're having thus far. If you're just tuning in, good news. The entire interview will be available on WABCBizRadio.com, WABCBizRadio.com by Tuesday morning. Well, Will, with the threat of so many e-commerce businesses offering similar products, how can an e-commerce business truly and effectively stand out in the market, in the e-commerce marketplace?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think it's tough. You know, if you look at one of our biggest competitors, it's funny, it's Amazon and they own us. So, but we kind of still view them as like a big competitor. So, and you know, and like you mentioned earlier, I'm also an investor in a fund we used to be called Vegas Tech Fund. We've kind of pivoted to BTF Capital. Our tagline is we invest in the future of commerce. So I look at a lot of startups. I think one of the things I look for is, if you're a starting e-commerce company, I think the one of the ways you stand out is you don't offer similar products. Like you launch your own brand of things. And this could be your own clothing line or anything like that. And I like stuff that's not available on Zappos and Amazon because you just designed it yourself. You go direct to consumer. And then I think that's obviously a lot of people have done that model well, like the Warby Parkers, the Novos, et cetera. Right. So I think that's kind of one of those obvious things.
Now, what are some of the main things consumers want to see when purchasing online? Well, what are they looking for in the experience? Yeah.
And obviously, it's different for different people, but I think one of the things where e-commerce has been, it's easier to launch an e-commerce site now, is I kind of encourage people, like, really focus on one customer. And I think one of the early folks that did that was Nasty Gal. And if anyone's not familiar, Nasty Gal started by Sophia, an amazing founder, and she focused on her girl. And she just spoke their language, showed her inventory, and just really could speak to her customer better than any Amazon there, than anyone else could, and grew the business, I think, really well there. And then she can expand to, you know, other customer bases. And I continue to see people do that. you know, like, it's so crowded now. You could go to 10 different shopping sites and you're not going to spend a lot of time on those shopping sites. And that first impression when you land on that homepage is like, does it just give you that feeling of like, I belong here? I think that's easier when you're more narrow on what customer you're serving. I think that's a challenge of Zappos today. Is you go to Zappos.com, and if you're a soccer mom or a hipster dad or just a teenager, like, is what you see on Zappos.com right for you? And I think that's something we're continuing to work on.
Now, another question that, I mean, I know e-commerce has evolved over the last 15 years, but is, what's the rule of thumb? We know that on Google, which is not e-commerce, you know, it's just that box, the famous Google box. Then you have others that say, no, have a, how do you, I mean, I'll call it a crowd, quote unquote, a crowded homepage, but it's loaded with content. Is there any particular trend these days that's recommended in terms of giving a lot of information or leaving it, you know, less information and they'll just dig down for it?
Great question. I think it depends on your customer. So I wouldn't say a general rule of thumb. You know, Amazon's proven again and again, you put a ton of stuff on your homepage, it works well for them. I think, you know, some of our portfolio companies on the investment side, like there's a young men's portfolio company, they're called Combat Gen. They do menswear, and it's simple. You go to the homepage, it's just really simple, beautiful lifestyle imagery. It doesn't overwhelm you with 10,000 pants to choose from. It might be 30. And that just feels good for their target customer, kind of a young guy. So I think it just depends. And I think a big part of that is if you pick your customer, just doing a lot of customer interviews and getting their feedback.
Right. Great point. Customer reviews. Great point. Now, what else can an e-commerce business do to get more attention online, to get themselves noticed?
Yeah, and I think obviously challenging. So organic word of mouth is obviously hard to do. You know, it's easy to throw out some very recent examples. If you look at the success that Michael at Dollar Shave Club had, you know,
right,
5-6 year old company selling for $1 billion to Unilever, and like, good for him, right? Like, he obviously made a lot of news with that great viral video, and that did amazing things for him to stand out. But when I read about what Dollar Shave Club was able to do, is it wasn't a one-trick pony. They just created great content after great content, and they had a good operation system to support it. There's still good quality razors. You got them on time. They had good customer service. So it wasn't just kitschy videos. I think we've seen some people launch with a big marketing bang, and when they actually try and ship the stuff to you, the stuff is all broken. It's a crappy box, etc. So I think Dollar Shave Club did, you know, the good marketing to kind of feed the top of the funnel, but they executed on it well.
Such a great, No, that's a great point. In fact, right, two particular takeaways was viral, a great viral video and ongoing content. So critical.
Yeah, absolutely, right. And I think, you know, it's funny, right? Like, the fact some companies are very good at this, the fact that they make a commercial, essentially a commercial, that makes you want to share a commercial with your friend.
Right.
Like, that's kind of, that's amazing, right? And good for them, and I think even Zappos sometimes thinks about like, when what kind of branding do we do at Zappos that makes people want to talk about it? I think we do a great job. When you have a great customer experience, you end up telling your friends like, "Oh man, Zappos is great." But I think we're still looking for that right. Not that we're trying to make our version of a Dollar Shave Club video, but like, what's kind of good content that keeps people coming back?
Right. Now, from your experiences as director of product, how can a company or should a company develop new lines, new channels of business?
Yeah. And I think for us, I think some people chase a market just because it looks like a lucrative market, right? Like, so maybe someone, I'll say giant brand A sees Dollar Shave Club is taking off, so they just launch a copycat razor subscription service. And that may or may not work, but I think for us at Zappos, we think like, what is our superpower? And, you know, our superpower is our company culture and great service. So it actually becomes kind of natural to think about what should we launch. You know, we've talked about hotels. My lab team actually spent 3 months researching, should we launch an airline? and that was super fun. And we talked with a lot of potential partners, and we actually concepted some really fun stuff. Wow. And in the end, it just didn't feel right. But it was felt actually oddly natural for us to think about an industry where customer service is just not that great. Could we kind of reinvent that? And so I think there still could be examples. I'll throw a really crazy example out.
Sure.
There's a team at Zappos right now that is trying to reinvent the porta potty, the portable toilet experience. Because if you think about the porta potty, it's like in the early days of e-commerce, it wasn't that great of an experience. No one's porta potty experience is a good experience, but it's actually a huge industry. And so what's funny is like if you take really boring industries, and those are the ones that are ripe for disruption. And you think about like, can you imagine the word of mouth if you use a magic, where we actually call it a porta party, where you use a Zappos porta party, you expect an absolutely disgusting experience. You use a Zappos porta party and you're like, holy crow, you Instagram it, you tweet it, you tell all your friends, get in line for the Zappos porta party. And I think that's a crazy thing, but that's kind of we literally have a team at Zappos working on that now.
But it's such great advice that you're giving as far as a distressed industry. And it's prime for a disruption.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, you know, the obvious cliche example, which is true, is like taxis and Uber, right? Huge industry, customer satisfaction extremely low. So I think there's a pretty popular grid in the product world is like, pick something which is really important to users, but the customer satisfaction is low. And you could say that about taxis. And that just right. is such an obvious place to introduce a new line of business.
Right. My guest this evening is none other than Will Young, Director of Product out at Zappos. You're tuned to the Mind Your Business Show with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Author, radio host, and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis, has written the essential book for the success-driven, fast-paced professional. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is a must-read for marketing your business and building your personal brand. Former U.S. Congressman and media executive Bob Turner describes So, What's the Bottom Line? As a compass to guide the experienced executive or marketing novice through any step in planning or organizing a selling strategy. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. Get your copy today. Best Payroll delivers the affordable payroll solutions you need so that you could focus on your business. Today's payroll laws are complicated and constantly changing. Why should you have to worry about keeping yourself up to date with these details when you can rely on Best Payroll's fully bonded tax service to take care of it for you? Best Payroll has been managing the payroll needs of small to mid-sized companies across the country since 1989. Their experienced and dedicated professionals are committed to providing you with cost-effective payroll management solutions. Why spend your time, money, and effort handling your business's payroll when you could rely on Best Payroll to get the job done right at a price you can't beat? To learn more what Best Payroll can do for your company, dial 347-729-2355. That's 347-729-2355. Or visit bestpayroll.net. That's bestpayroll.net. Best Payroll, the experienced payroll professionals.
Did you know that dissatisfied employees cost American businesses over $300 billion each year? Now there's a solution. TeamAhead.co. TeamAhead is a complete solution to help companies of all sizes build a positive corporate culture. TeamAhead helps today's thought leaders make their vision a legacy. TeamAhead's comprehensive approach helps you communicate your vision and engage your employees through many channels, including print, digital, sweepstakes, video, events, social media, and a custom website. Call 800-890-1807, extension 3505 to find out how TeamAhead can transform your business's corporate culture, leading to greater productivity and revenue. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co. Team Ahead will enhance your workplace productivity, boost morale, and successfully communicate your vision. Don't let your company's strongest asset be its biggest liability. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co to fuel your winning workplace today.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? And does it have the 2016 look? Well, look no further than websitewithbrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit websitewithbrains.com.
Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC and around the world at WABCBizRadio.com. My guest this evening, Will Young, the Director of Product out at Zappos. What an incredible guest. Again, a reminder, the listening audience, all of the episodes are available by going to WABCBizRadio.com, including this episode with Will Young. But of course, you could pick up the one also that we had with Jenna Wolf, TV journalist and lifestyle expert, Sylvia DiGisto, executive image consultant, David Meerman Scott, so many other incredible guests, Linda Kaplan-Thaler, Jeffrey Hazlett, Dan Sullivan, Peter Shankman. They're all available by going to WABCBizRadio.com. Well, Will, Zappos is known for its incredible corporate culture, and of course we touched on it earlier in the interview. In your opinion, and I know this may sound like, I can't believe this is such a stupid question, but I'm going to ask it because not everyone gets it. How important is it for employees to really be happy in their jobs?
Yeah, like you said, it's obvious. I think Zappos did not invent being happy in the workplace, but we see it over and over again. And it reflects on our customer service. You know, I think there's some people who work in the customer service department that just dread being there at work, and then that reflects on how they treat their customers. So I think it's a no-brainer for us. And we just see it. And you know, when you focus on company culture, and there's all this existing data, you could probably pull 20 leadership books off a shelf, and they all have like empirical data in it. Like, happiness leads to engagement, leads to productivity. And I think obviously, whether a business believes happiness is valuable, I think all businesses want engaged employees and productive employees. So I think it's a no-brainer for us for sure.
Yeah. And of course, as you said about empirical data, the link between happy employees and happy customers. I mean, of course, to so many who are wired in good business and good business culture, they understand that that's just obvious. But is there hard data on that?
We've read a lot. There is hard data. I don't want to make up any stats off the top of my head because I don't have it. But I think Zappos is very big. I think Zappos, we always try and have a student mindset. No matter how much we think we have culture pretty solid, we're always trying to learn new ways. So I think absolutely. I think and we get a lot of inspiration from data. It's funny. The software as a service products I'm working on now are about. One of the areas I'm focused on right now is, can we launch a software product that improves trust within an organization? And that's kind of a fun, weird concept. But through that, we've been seeing all this data that shows, like, there is one stat that I read, high trust organizations outperform low trust organizations by 286% to their shareholders. And again, you could always say that's kind of BS data, but there is a data point that's backed up by some research. So, and again, so it's intuitive, but it is nice to see some of that data. And so that's why we're kind of focusing on building what does software look like to build trust.
Wow. Now, how does Zappos encourage its employees to be themselves, to innovate and develop ideas on their own?
Yeah, I think on the be themselves is, we made this shift to be a self-organized company, and something that's really important to us is what we just call bringing your wholeness to work. And that could even be as simple, like we have a lot of meetings, and the first thing we start in a meeting is what they call a check-in round, where everyone just goes around the room and kind of shares how they're feeling right now, I think people can share whatever they want, and it could be things like, I think Tony, our CEO, is kind of fun. He always talks about like an interesting movie he watched. I think we also see opportunities where people say, you know what, I'm feeling kind of down today because so-and-so happened to me yesterday. And that's encouraged. And it's like, and it's kind of an interesting way to open up a meeting, show a little bit of vulnerability, and that just brings people closer together. And so I think we always encourage that. And then I think on the innovative and develop new ideas, and again, we're using this system called Holacracy, which is probably a separate hour conversation
right.
in itself,
right.
where the whole, one of the things we think about, one of the biggest limiting factors of corporate innovation, I strongly believe, is just corporate structure. The fact that you have this pyramid with someone at the top that has an implied power to make any decision in the company, I think is one of the biggest limiting factors of corporate innovation. So we adopted Holacracy that helps you sense more opportunities and let people energize those opportunities. So I think, again, it's a pretty abstract thing, but something that we've been working on for about 3 years now that we're pretty vested in.
Wow. Now, you touched on the core values earlier, but it's known Zappos culture is made up of 10 core values. In your opinion, is there any one in particular that you could pull out and say, I don't care what business you're in, you must embrace this value?
That's a great question.
Sorry to put you on the spot there.
You know, I think the thing we talk about when we kind of coach people on their core values, we actually don't tell them which our values are right for you because it just could be different. The more important thing is you choose values that you and your company are aligned on. And I think where you get alignment is, you know, through your, whether you're running a podcast, whether you're running a business, whether you have a marriage, like every time in your life you have decisions, like important, hard decisions where you choose, do we do decision A or B? And if you can look to your core values to say, let's do decision A, then you have some pretty great core values. And because it could be things like, you know, I'll give one example, like core value number one in Zappos is deliver wow through service. And it's not just deliver good service, but deliver wow. So I know I've been in like product design meetings where we're sketching out a product and we say, well, what do you think a user would think about this? And we've literally had feedback of, I don't think anyone's going to say wow when they see that landing page. And so that's an example of a core value that we kind of bring into like our product experience, our digital experience. So again, I wouldn't say one's more valuable, but I think for example, is like we just try and use it to make decisions.
Now, Zappos is known, of course, as the gold standard in customer service. And you touched on it earlier. I thought it was 2 weeks, but now you mentioned on the air that it's a month. This is something that's just so incredible, and that is each staff person, you're saying even the CEO, will have spent a month doing real call center, manning the desk, manning the phone. In theory, they could have been receiving that customer who chewed someone's ear off for 10 and a half hours.
Yep, absolutely.
So everyone has to go through that.
Every Zappos
could you describe? Right. How critical is that to the experience of understanding how to service a customer?
It's huge because no matter what your role at Zappos, whether you're in legal, whether you're in finance, it impacts our end customer. So I think what being on the phone creates this crazy sense of empathy on our customers. I think my favorite story is when we first started our lab team in San Francisco, we had a senior designer join our team, and he's been a designer in San Francisco, a talented guy, 15-year experience, and he joins and he's like, okay, Will, like, I know all about Zappos. I know I'm going to have to move to Las Vegas for 1 month to take phone calls, but he's like, here's my problem. I'm about to have my fourth kid. There's no way I can leave my wife with four kids at home alone. We told him, no problem, of course. You got to take care of yourself. But we said, you're going to have to do this eventually. So I just told him, whenever in your life is the right time for you to do the call center training, let me know. So about 6 months later, he says, okay, I think I can do it. He literally had him, his wife, and now his four kids all live in Vegas for 1 month for him to work on the phones for a month. And it was like a vacation for their kids because it was summer in Vegas. It was hot. They had a swimming pool at the house we got for them. So it was kind of incredible. But like, think about the cost that we incurred just to have a senior designer work on the phone for a month. And it's special. But again, you know, like when we're brainstorming stuff, you pull stuff from that call center training all the time. So it's pretty special.
Amazing. Amazing how important. I mean, they talk about, I think it was the example, there was one of the CEOs at UPS who started off as a driver. You know, that type of idea that they're in the trenches and they really, so it's not just hiding behind the facade of I'm a designer, I'm working on technology, on e-commerce, but I understand what the front lines are like. I understand what it means to service a customer.
That's right.
Yeah. So true. Well, what is your number one suggestion, your number one tip that you would give a company, any size company, looking to improve its customer service?
I think I would say one is measure it. You can use that. There's something called NPS, Net Promoter Score, that has some stand of like how good is your customer service. But I think that the second thing is exactly what you said earlier is, just take some phone calls, no matter what role you are, it's never too late. Or even just sit beside a call center rep and listen to their phone calls, and people will be astonished. I think like on ABC, there's this TV show called like Undercover Boss, where the boss is dressed up in shitty costumes and kind of go to the front line. I think like that is a valuable exercise, you know, just kind of live it every day. And, you know, you sometimes hear about like big CEOs walking the aisles of their stores. And I think, like, you know, just kind of get yourself connected with a customer. Or else it's just too abstract, or else customers just become numbers, and that's the slippery downhill slope if you're always just looking at your customers as numbers.
Right. So true. Well, as we approach the close, of course, I want to remind the listeners that John Batchelor is up next on 77 WABC. But this has been an incredible interview.
Will, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, what final takeaway, and it could be 2 or 3 points, would you share for small, again, the listeners of Mind Your Business, primarily comprised of small to medium-sized business owners? What are some tips that you would share for them to be successful?
And I would say, no matter how small or big or how long your company's been around for, is focus on the core values of your company. And some people say, you know, I've already been running my small business for 5 years. It seems silly. It seems like such a corporate thing to put on posters, core value. But I encourage people to take a step back and say, what kind of keeps us all here together? If you come up with just 5 values that we're all aligned on, and I think it's never too late. And some people forget, like, people, you know, Zappos has such a great history and track record of company vision and core values, but we didn't create our core values until maybe 6 years after the company started. So it's never too late to revisit that. And I kind of encourage any company, small, medium, or large, to really think about your values.
Amazing. Special thank you to Will Young, Director of Product out at Zappos. Special thank you to Will, and just a reminder to the audience to tune in again next Sunday evening to 77 WABC for another edition of Mind Your Business. Have a great week.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night from 11 until 12 for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Saflis has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over 2 decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night from 11 until midnight on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.